Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things: location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Ready for a music tour through the Arkansas Delta? Let's see. Johnny Cash Boyhood Home? Check. A new rockabilly exhibit? Check again. A live broadcast of the country's longest-running blues radio program? We've got it. The bronze bust of Levon Helm? On the list. Find these spots and more as you travel the Arkansas Delta Music Trail. Go to the new deltabyways.com to see all the driving tours through the Arkansas Delta Byways region.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or kohls.com for details.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Greenwood wins it by a score of 40-7 this evening. Over Mountain Home, the Bulldogs improved to 5-0. The Bombers fall to 2-3, their first home loss of the season. Sunday, I tell you what, we knew coming in how good Greenwood was, and I don't think I was prepared for what we saw tonight. This was impressive.
No, film doesn't do this team justice until you see them with your own eyes. That was a dominant performance. They did a fantastic job. The statistics are off the charts. And do you want to do that right now? You want to talk about the offense? You want to wait for after Coach Mallett visited? I saw him heading this way.
I thought he was. I don't see
him. I see him. There he is. He's coming around the corner. But, yeah, tough one for the Bombers. But this is how you – this is where you got to see where you want to go. If you want to be at the top level, you've got to get to the level that you can do the things that Greenwood does with the football and how they play things on both sides, their offense and defense. So if you want to play with the big boys, that's your goal. And you got to get to that top of the mountain.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, let me just hand you this microphone tonight instead of the headphones. And yeah, well, Sunday and I were just talking about, you know, we've seen film on Greenwood, but until you see them in person, it's hard to describe. They are very impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, really good football team. A lot of speed. I don't think we came out ready to play, and it showed from the very first snap. Not taking any credit away from them, but we got to execute way better.
Early on, boy, I said the passing game, it's not one where they're throwing 30 or 40-yard passes. It's just five here, seven here. Boy,
right. Well, their receivers do a really good job blocking downfield. We got to get off blocks better. I don't know. I'll have to watch the film to see it a little more. But, you know, like I said, we didn't tackle. We didn't block. We didn't throw. We didn't catch. You know, we got to play way better than that.
Got to be impressed with the way the young men came out in the second half, though. They came halftime, and they played hard.
We lit a little fire at halftime, hopefully, trying to get them to come out there and play harder. It's frustrating to be a part of that kind of game. But, you know, we're going to learn from it and go back to the drawing board Monday and get ready to go to work.
Obviously, you mentioned a fiery speech at halftime. What adjustments were you trying to make at halftime to get ready for that second half?
Well, we just had to block somebody. You know, we didn't block very well. We missed some holes. We missed some throws. We really got to tighten up on offense.
We knew coming in what a tough opponent this was. You looked at the schedule. You're looking at, you know, you're thinking Van Buren next week. We got some other games down the road that, you know, you feel like you got a good chance to be in and have a chance to win. Next week, Van Buren comes in, a solid ball club, but it's one of those games you think, hey, you know, we got a good chance with this one.
Yeah, I mean, they got a really good head coach. I know that from experience.
That's true.
I played with him, so I know he knows what he's talking about. We got to come out start faster, though. We didn't start fast. We didn't put our foot on the gas at all. And, you know, if we don't do that, we're not a very good football team.
Right. Well, a tough one. I know it's going to be a long weekend. You coaches will be
definitely a long weekend. Yeah, definitely be a long weekend. But, you know, I'm proud of the way they came back and fought in the second half, got a score. You know, we should have punched one or two in the first half, but man, it's a learning experience for them, you know. So we'll go watch that and watch the film, and they'll get better from it.
You bet.
All right.
Appreciate you, Ryan.
Y'all.
All right. Ryan Mallett, one of the Bombers' assistant coaches. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll check those impressive stats coming up in just a little bit. Greenwood wins it by a score of 40-7 this evening. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
As 2020 continues to bring challenges both at home and across the nation, your local Salvation Army continues to do the most good. Major John Robbins has been providing food and assistance to those affected by the recent hurricanes, and Major Michelle Robbins has been doing the same, providing food and assistance to those right here in the Twin Lakes area. The Salvation Army is able to help because you help the Salvation Army. Good is still out there, and it can be found at your local Salvation Army.
At Arvest Bank, we know our teachers have superhero powers. They're capable of caring beyond belief, can monitor and adjust even faster than a speeding bullet, and their extraordinary efforts to make the most of every year for our students is amazing. We love our teachers, and Arvest Bank wants to help you show your love by awarding your favorite teacher $500. Visit Arvest Bank on Facebook during the week of October 5th through 11th to learn how to nominate your favorite teacher. We'll be awarding 10 educators in Baxter, Boone, and Marion counties with $500 each to show our love. At Arvest Bank, we love our teachers and think they're super.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, where the Bombers fall to Greenwood 40-7 tonight. Greenwood puts up 40 in the first half. Some pretty impressive stats, Sonny.
Yeah, the Bulldogs finished with 544 yards of total offense, Mount Home to just 165. Of course, Mount Home had just 56 in the first half. Bryce McKay, 5 of 12 passing for 29 yards. All the receptions went to Logan Walker. 20 rushes for 35 yards for Bryce tonight. Hershberger, 20 carries for 76 yards. And did he have the touchdown or did Bryce have the touchdown? I
think
Bryce had the touchdown.
Yep.
Boy, Richmond, he got a half of work and got plenty of work in that half. 17 of 20 passing for 324 yards. Wilkinson, he played a half. He got 91 rushes on 14 attempts for the Bulldogs.
And actually not even the full half because Houston came in that second quarter, if you remember, right before
that
halftime.
That is true, yeah. Right there.
Once they got to 40.
First five possessions they had.
Yeah, it was impressive. Hey, our player of the game brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant at Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160. Going to go with Logan Walker tonight. He had, I guess he had all the catches tonight, didn't he?
All but one. Bryce did haul in a pass from backup quarterback Brady Barnett. But 29 yards receiving and did a really good job on defense and did a pretty good job on the kick return game.
He's had some strong kick returns this year. That's for sure. So the Bombers fall to 2-3 with the loss, 0-2 in conference play. Greenwood now 5-0. That's their first conference loss. They are 1-0 on the season. Bombers back home next week. We're in the midst of another two-game homestand. Van Buren comes to town. And what was the last score we had on Van Buren?
Van Buren was up in a close game. It was just a one-score game.
Over Russellville, so we'll see. You heard Coach Ryan Mallett talk about it. He knows their coach pretty well. Of course, Casey Dick, another former Arkansas quarterback. Casey left Van Buren. He's at Fayetteville.
And got replaced by their teammate, Crosby Tuck.
That's right. Crosby's there. And so we'll have Van Buren coming to town next week. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It will be, and it's homecoming. So everyone needs to come out and enjoy it. And I hate to say it, it's the next to last home game of the year.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
We'll be road dogs that last few weeks of the season.
Yeah, week 6 is the next to last home game. Kind of crazy, isn't it? All right, again, Greenwood wins it by a score of 40-7 tonight. That's going to do it for our broadcast from the stadium. Matt's going to check a few scores from around the state. We're still just under an hour away from the scoreboard show coming up at 10. Again, that's going to do it from the stadium for Sonny Elliott. I'm Brad Hallworth saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashir's Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Harvest Bank, Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Join us each Friday night as the Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student-athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you?
Yeah.
You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
Sue. You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
If you need treatments in our Cancer Institute,
or much-needed surgery to improve the quality of your life,
we're more than ready to safely care for you,
whether in person or through a virtual visit anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
And we welcome you back into the Bombers pre-postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio again this evening as, again, Mountain Home falls to Greenwood tonight by a score of 40-7. And we knew it was a game Mountain Home was going to have their hands full. The Bulldogs came into this game ranked fourth in the state overall and number one in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Before we get to the other football scores, I do want to let you know over on KTLO AM 1240, they're going into the top of the eighth inning, and right now San Diego's got a 3-0 lead on St. Louis, so it's looking a little bit dire for the Cardinals. The game's not over yet. There's still time for them to play a little catch-up. But again, this is a win-or-go-home situation for both teams. Loser will go home. The winner will move on to the National League Division Series to face the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West tonight, Russellville playing at Van Buren. And last score we had was the Pointers up on the Cyclones, 21-14 at halftime, in a game between not only Panthers but also teams ranked in the Class 6A Top 5. It's actually been kind of a lopsided affair. At halftime, Benton, who's ranked fourth in Class 6A, is beating the number five team, Salem Springs, 35-0 in that game. The game, again, between Little Rock Parkview and Lake Hamilton was canceled this week. Lake Hamilton came into the week ranked eighth in the state overall, second in Class 6A. Parkview tied for 10th in the state overall, third in Class 6A. On the local level tonight, Yellville Summit struggling tonight on the road. Halftime, the Panthers, actually it's another battle between Panthers as the Yellville Summit is trailing Bigelow 41-7 at the break. Melbourne is up on Salem
last score we had. That game looks like it must have gone final, and it has. It was Melbourne defeating Salem tonight by a score of 41-22. So Bearcats looking good so far this season. Only loss coming to Newport, that was last week, and that was only a 7-point loss. Newport is a very solid ball club there in Class 3A. Mountain View was leading for a little bit, but Harding Academy has pulled away. Fourth quarter, the Wildcats, who are ranked number one in Class 3A, leading the Yellow Jackets 43-16. Harrison, who is ranked fifth in Class 5A, pretty much having their way with Alma, and that game probably has gone final. Let's see, it has, and the Goblins beating the Airedales tonight by a final score of 42-6. Also in the area tonight, West Plains was pretty much having their way with Lebanon. Fourth quarter, the Zizzers up on Lebanon 49-14. Also this evening, Hollister playing at Aurora. And right now it looks like, the Tigers had a 1-point lead at the half, but Aurora's pulled away. Now they're up 22-7 on Hollister. Forsyth playing at Stockton. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Branson trailing Webb City 21-7 in the third quarter. And also this evening, Ava was up on Houston 12-8. That was the last score we had from halftime. In the Arkansas sports media top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, Bryant, who's number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, leading Little Rock Catholic 31-3 in the final period. Also this evening, Bentonville, who is ranked second in the state overall and in Class 7A, playing tonight at Fort Smith Southside, and looks like that game may have gone final. See if we can get you the final score on that game. It has gone final. It was the Tigers over Southside tonight, 35-7. North Little Rock, who's ranked third in the state overall and in Class 7A, playing at Conway this evening. And right now, the Charging Wildcats are up on the Wampus Cats, 32-24. Conway came to this game ranked sixth in the state overall and fourth in Class 7A. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, playing at Little Rock Hall this evening. And that score we had from halftime was PA up on the Warriors by a count of 41-7. Also this evening, number seven, Cabot, who is also number five in Class 7A, defeating Collierville, Tennessee, 38-17 in the third quarter. The Panthers are out of state playing in that game. Number nine, Pentonville West, leading Springdale 17-3 in the fourth quarter. And number 10, Joe T. Robinson, who was tied with Parkview for the number 10 ranking, was originally scheduled to play at Arkadelphia, but that game ended up getting canceled. So Robinson actually ended up getting an out-of-state matchup this evening, and it was a tough night for the Senators as they fell at Trinity Christian, Texas, 54-0. By the way, both Joe T. Robinson and Arkadelphia ranked in the class 4A top 5. The Senators actually number 1 and the Badgers number 2, so that would have been an awesome matchup. But again, that game ended up getting canceled. We've gone through all the games in the Class 7A top 5 and the Class 6A top 5. In the Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Wynn, is up on Greene County Tech 21-0 in the fourth quarter. Third-ranked Texarkana leading Camden Fairview 21-14 in the final period. Number 4, Little Rock Christian, playing at Whitehall this evening. And that looks like that game may have gone final. And it was Christian, I believe. Yes, it was Christian over Whitehall by a final score of 38-14. In the Class 4A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number three, Nashville, playing at Fountain Lake this evening. And it is the Scrappers up on Fountain Lake 21-0. That was actually the last score we had from halftime. Number 4, Shiloh Christian at Green Forest this evening. And let's see if we can see. There's no score there. Let's see if that game has gone final. And not that we're aware of. We've not seen an update on that game as of yet. Number 5, Rivercrest, playing at home tonight against Cave City. And let's see if we've got an update on that game. That game may have gone final this evening. And it has. It was Rivercrest defeating Cave City tonight by a final score of 48-7. Class 3A top five games that I haven't yet got to. Number two, Prescott, playing at Falk this evening. And it looks like that game may have gone final. Let's see if we can find the update for you there. It was Prescott, the Curly Wolves, just having their way with Falk tonight. 61-6, the final score there. Number three, Newport, ended up beating Riverview tonight, 41-0. Number four, Boonville, playing at Danville this evening. And let's see if we have an update on that game as of yet. We do not. Actually, Boonville, now that I remember, that game against Danville ended up getting canceled, though, so they ended up getting a last-minute schedule game against Warren, the Lumberjacks of Warren, and see if that game possibly has gone final. It has gone final, and it was Warren defeating Boonville tonight by a score of 42-35. Hoxie, who is tied for fifth, playing at home tonight against Palestine Wheatley. And let's see if we've got an update on that game. We do not. And McGee, who is tied with Hoxie for that number five ranking, defeating Lake Village Lakeside 27-7. In the Class 2A top five, number one Fordyce playing at Carlisle this evening. Third quarter, it is the Red Bugs pretty much having their way with Carlisle tonight, 47-14. Number three, Gurdon, at home tonight against Hampton. Looks like that game has gone final as well. And it was the Go Devils all over Hampton tonight, 55-20. Number four, Desark, defeated Mount Ida tonight, 47-14. And number five, Poen, was a 21-12 winner over Dirks. And number two, Junction City, ended up being idle this week. Let's see if we can, before we take our final break, see this. It is still 3-0 San Diego. Looks like St. Louis was not able to get anything going in the top half of the eighth inning. They're in the bottom of the eighth again. St. Louis up to bat, leading 3-0 over on KTLO AM 1240. We're going to take one more break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Greenwood 40-7. You're listening to the Bombers Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Getting away from it all's been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkin Strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation is reaching out to men and their families all across Arkansas. Know your stats. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. All men ages 45 to 75 should see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gassafety.
And we welcome you back into the Bombers postgame show one more time as, again, Mountain Home falls to Greenwood by a score of 40-7. Right now over on KTLO AM 1240, they just wrapped up the eighth inning, but not before San Diego put another run on the board. Padres leading the St. Louis Cardinals by a count of 4-0. So right now it looks like Padres are 3 outs away from clinching their first-round series and going on to facing the Dodgers in the NLDS. Again, Mountain Home falls by 33, and our next broadcast is going to come your way next Friday night. It will be another home night. As a matter of fact, it will be homecoming night for the Mountain Home Bombers as Van Buren comes to town. I know there may be some there that will attend the game. We'd like to see you out there. But, you know, it's a little harder this year with the COVID situation. But if you can't make it, we will have the broadcast for you right here. So be sure you tune in. I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Sonny Elliott out at the stadium. I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight, the Greenwood Bulldogs 40, the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.